Today with Dr. Kevin DeHaan, who's with iGenity. And first of all, Kevin, tell our audience a little bit about iGenity. This is a thing that Marielle has started, and what it's got, what, 6-7 years now of age on it.
Absolutely. We started back probably 7 years ago, 7-8 years ago with Marielle. We looked at the technology that was coming along in terms of DNA and some of the DNA sequencing information that was out there. And we knew that it was really going to explode, particularly on the livestock side. And we looked at it as really kind of a strategic position. We felt like it really had some real complementary actions and so forth of what we try to do as Marielle in terms of trying to be a worldwide animal health leader out there. And so, yeah, 7 years ago we began. And it started out as really a simple DNA test, if you will, one marker looking at one trait. And now we're to a point where with some of our profiles that we have out there, they're based off of 50,000 markers. So it is expanded considerably, and the technology is even more than 50,000 today. So we are all about looking at doing the utmost in terms of research regarding DNA technology and taking all the information that's out there that's being done in a lot of neat, good institutions and so forth, and boiling it down to a commercially viable product, if you will, that our customers, whether it's C-stock or commercial cow-calf, could use and help them in their genetic progress.
As we think about that cow-calf operator, that stocker operator, how do they get their arms around this type of technology? How do they successfully integrate it into their operation?
Well, I think, and that's a very important question. I think one of the big things is we try to make sure this iGenity program is really simple and easy to use. Mm-hmm. So that goes all the way from when we collect a DNA sample from an animal. We allow a variety of sample types to be used, whether that's a hair sample, that's a tissue sample that can be taken using one of our iGenity tissue collector tags, or a blood sample. So we make it easy for the producer to obtain a DNA sample and then allow them to then send in the sample into our lab. And then in a 2 to 3 week time period, we turn around a set of results of the iGenity profile for our customers. And then on top of that, what we do is we've got 6 people out in the field that call on commercial cow-calf producers and seed stock producers to help them understand and interpret the results that they get back. And we also have some software programs that allows producers to look at those results and to rank the animals in terms of the ones that are most favorable to least favorable in terms of the goals of their particular operation. So we try to make it really simple and easy to use, but yet powerful enough that they're making some very good decisions, some confident decisions in advancing the genetics of their operation.
Now, as we try to improve the genetics, what tests are most common at this point? In other words, what are most maybe the words more popular among cattle producers?
Yeah, and we've had here, particularly in the last couple of years, the adoption rate of producers out there with our iGenity profile has escalated tremendously. So on the seed stock side, we've got a number of producers that are using our iGenity profile out there. We also have an Angus-specific profile that we work together with the American Angus Association and Animal Genetics Incorporated to, when we profile those animals using our Angus-specific iGenity profile, those results then go into the American Angus Association and thus help them in terms of their EPD development. So they'll be given back the iGenity profile results along with a higher accuracy genomic enhanced EPD. So we've got a number, particularly Angus breeders, that are using our iGenity profile for Angus and really liking the results and love the improved accuracy behind the EPDs. On the commercial cow-calf side, here this next week, we are launching a brand new product called the iGenity profile for replacement heifers. And it really fits a niche that we see that's out there on the commercial ranch side. A lot of our ranches are using our iGenity profile today on the bull side, which makes sense. I mean, they have the most impact in terms of genetics. Not as many are using it on the replacement heifer side. But what we have done is boil it down our IGENI profile to five really important traits. And these are traits that are the ranchers have told us they would like to see in the profile when they're making decisions with the replacement heifers. And those traits are maternal calvinese, fertility, average daily gain, quality grade, and then tenderness. So with those five traits, and with a $20 investment, we will be able to provide them a powerful, highly accurate IGENI profile results on the replacement heifers to allow them to make better decisions in choosing those heifers they want to put back into their herd.
I'm glad you mentioned the price, because I'm sure some folks listening to us are saying, well, that type of technology is, you know, $100 or more.
Yes. Well, no, and obviously we want to put it down, we want it into a dollar figure that is cost effective for the producer, and we can show them a substantial return on investment. So whether you're looking at it from a seed stock side all the way down to this new replacement heifer product, we've got it in a cost side of it that we can show a substantial return on investment with the IGENI profile.
Kevin, where do we go from here with this type of a program? In other words, where's IGENI want to go with it?
Well, I mean, we're looking at some new traits, some additional traits that, as you might imagine, kind of go along on the animal health side and so forth that complement our core business when it comes to Mariel. We're always about improving the profile and looking at new markers and so forth that add even more power behind that IGENI profile. So you'll be looking, you know, seeing even some additional enhancements when it comes to IGENI profile. But it's all about getting out there, talking to customers, educating them about DNA and how it applies to their operation, whether you're talking about a seed stock operator, cow-calf operator, and for that matter, even a feedlot operator, how they can use this information to make better decisions and ultimately make more money in raising beef cattle.
Dr. Kevin DeHaan, who's with IGENI of Division of Mariel, talking about their DNA technology that is very affordable and available for the cattle industry, talking about both the seed stock industry and now for beef cow operations as well. Mama cow operators could find this a very useful tool in their operation. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.